And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As NATO renews its commitment to one day become to welcome Ukraine as a member, Kyiv is doubling down on what it calls a more urgent request. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the last time he met with NATO ministers, he had a three-word request.
Weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Today in Bucharest, three other words.
Faster, faster, and faster.
Kuleba says Ukraine appreciates what the U.S. and others have given.
But the war goes on.
And as Russian airstrikes keep taking out Ukraine's energy infrastructure, he's asking for transformers and more advanced air defenses, specifically Patriot missile systems.
Right now, we have no plans to provide Patriot batteries to Ukraine.
But Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon says the U.S. will keep talking with allies about other weapons on top of what's already been sent to Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron arrived in the U.S. Tuesday as the guest for the first state visit of U.S. President Joe Biden's presidency. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
The relationship between the two presidents had a choppy start. Last year, French President Emmanuel Macron briefly recalled his ambassador to the United States due to a spat over a submarines deal. However, the relationship has since turned around, with Macron emerging as one of Biden's most forward-facing European allies in regards to the war on Ukraine. The leaders have a lot to discuss during Macron's visit, including Iran's nuclear program and China's assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin died Wednesday at the age of 96, according to state media reports, hailing him as a great communist revolutionary. This is VOA News. U.S. senators voted Tuesday to protect same-sex and interracial marriages by a vote of 61 to 36. 12 Republicans voted for the legislation, which will head to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law after final passage in the U.S. House. Here's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, one of the act's co-sponsors and the first openly gay woman elected to the U.S. Senate.
It's important to reflect on the tireless advocacy of many, particularly in the LGBTQ community, who've been fighting for partnership recognition and marriage equality for literally decades.
President Biden is asking Congress to intervene to avert a potentially crippling freight rail strike before Christmas, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling a vote this week. The House will vote Wednesday on the legislation urged by Mr. Biden. It would impose a compromise labor agreement brokered by his administration that was ultimately voted down by four of the 12 unions representing workers at the freight railroads. West Africa's mediator from Mali has given a positive message about the country's return to civilian rule after a military coup in 2020 initiated a deep political crisis. Former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, appointed by the West African bloc ECOWAS, made the remarks in Bamako late Tuesday ahead of a summit this weekend. We now have an update on that tragic story of the bodies of two children found in suitcases in New Zealand. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A woman who was extradited from South Korea this week after the bodies of her two children were found in abandoned suitcases has made her first court appearance in New Zealand. The 42-year-old woman has been charged with two counts of murder. She faces a mandatory sentence of life imprisonment. The case horrified many people in New Zealand after the children's bodies were discovered in August when an Auckland family bought abandoned goods, including two suitcases, from a storage unit in an online auction. Authorities say the children were between 5 and 10 years old and had been dead for years. A judge imposed a temporary order that keeps many details of the case secret, including the names of the woman and the victims. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says it has rescued three stowaways who were found Monday traveling on a ship's rudder in the Canary Islands after an 11-day ocean voyage from Nigeria. Officials say they had symptoms of dehydration and hypothermia. They were transferred to the hospital on the island for medical attention. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just search VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.